بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وفي رواية غير التلميذي احفظ الله تجده أمامك تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Continuing with the discussion which we began a few days ago, Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما narrates the hadith wherein Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that guard and protect the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tajiduhu, in one riwayat it comes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tajiduhu tujahaka, you will find Allah with you. And in another narration it comes, Tajiduhu amamaka, you will find Allah in front of you. In other words, Allah will become your friend, Allah will become your protector, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you, if you will develop the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. The continuation of that, in the riwayat, which is mentioned, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Many places in the Quran, Allah complains about one of the qualities of the mushrikeen, those who ascribe partners with Allah Ta'ala, that in times of ease, when there is no difficulty, when things are good, then they do not remember Allah. They don't make ibadah, they don't make dua, they don't turn to Allah Ta'ala. And then when they are faced with some difficulty, some problem, some sickness, some hardship, that is the time they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala solves their problem, then again they forget Allah. This, Allah ta'ala says, is the quality of the mushrikeen. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, a mu'min is not like that. In the times of goodness, when everything is going well in your life, that is the time you should still be making the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. Still remember Allah. Then when difficulty will come, at that time Allah Ta'ala will be your companion. One hadith it comes, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَسْتَجِيبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَ الشَّدَائِرِ وَلْيُكْثِرِ الدُّعَى فِي الرَّخَاءِ. If someone wants Allah to help him in his time of difficulty, then in the time of ease, let him excessively make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Let him remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of ease. It is mentioned about Yunus alayhi salam when he was in the stomach of the whale. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ لَا يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If Yunus was not an obedient slave of ours, if he was not those who would always make the tasbih of Allah, then he would have remained in the stomach of the whale right up to Qiyamah. In the explanation of this riwayat, it is mentioned that when in the stomach of the whale, he turned to Allah and he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. At that time, the malaika said, we know this voice. This is a voice that we have always been hearing. So they interceded on his behalf with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once someone came to Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala and he said, oh Sini, give me advice. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, Udhkurillaha fi sarra, yadhkurukallahu fi dharra. Remember Allah in the good times, in the times of difficulty, Allah ta'ala will remember you. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that if a person regularly makes dua in the times of ease, then he is befallen by some difficulty and hardship, and then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he makes dua, then the angels start a conversation amongst themselves. That this is a voice which is well known, is always turning to Allah. Let us intercede on behalf of this person before Allah. On the other hand, if a person doesn't remember Allah in the times of ease, and then some hardship, some difficulty befalls him, he turns to Allah ta'ala, the angels say, we haven't heard this voice before. This is a new voice. So we will not intercede on his behalf before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi in his Hayat al-Sahaba, he mentions the incident narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One sahabi, his name was Abu Malika radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a trader, but he was always ibadat guzar, always making ibadat, always making the zikr of Allah, always making dua. So once he is traveling and he is accosted by a thief, and this thief says that I'm going to kill you and then take your goods. So he says, take my goods and spare my life. So the thief says, no, I want to take your life first. He says, I have a request. What is your request? Let me make 2 rakat salah. He says, no problem, make your salah. So he makes 2 rakat salah and then he raises his hands in dua. We heard in the Fajr salah, Inna batsha rabbika la shadeed, innahu huwa yubdi wa yu'eed, wa huwa al-ghafoorul wadood, dhul arshil majeed, fa'alu lima yureed. These are sifat and attributes of Allah Ta'ala. So he addresses Allah, Ya Wadud, Ya Dal Arsh Al Majid, Ya Fa'al Lima Yurid, As'aluka Bi'izzatika Allati La Turam. وبملكك الذي لا يضام وبنورك الذي ملأ أركان عرشك أن تكفيني هذا الشر هذا اللص. He says, O the beloved Allah, O the owner of the Arsh Allah, O that Allah who does whatever He wants to do, I ask you by your kingdom which will never come to an end, and by your rulership which can never ever be overpowered, and I ask you by the noor and the light by which you light up the pillars of your arsh to assist me and to remove this difficulty from me. All of a sudden a horseman appears, cutting the incident short. This horseman kills the thief. And then he turns to the horseman and he says, who are you? You have come assisted me at this time of difficulty. He said, I am an angel from the fourth heaven. When you made this dua, when you called out, your voice was known to us. And as you said, ya, at the end of his dua, he said, Ya Mughithu Aghithni, three times. O Allah, O the one who helps, help me. He says, the first time when you said that, we heard the knob of the door of the fourth heaven shaking. Second time when you said it, we heard it with greater sound. Third time when you said it, we realized that a friend of Allah, one who always turns to Allah, is in a problem. So he said, I asked Allah to allow me to intercede on your behalf. So we find, my respected brothers, Rasulullah ﷺ is saying, in times of ease, remember Allah. In times of difficulty, Allah Ta'ala will remember you. And Allah will remove your difficulty. And what is the greatest difficulty? What is the greatest challenge that will face every Muslim? It is the challenge at the time of his death. That is the greatest challenge. Very, very difficult time. And one thing we are taught, this is why we are encouraged, that keep in an environment of ibadat. This is why we are encouraged, go in the path of Allah, attach and link ourselves to a masjid. Why? Because if we bring these amal in our lives, then one guarantee is that at the time of death, Allah will not forsake us. It is mentioned about Abu Bakr bin Ayyash, that he said to his son at the time of his death, that Atarallaha yudayyu li abika 40 sanatan yaqtimu al-Qur'ana kulla layla. His son was worried about the father at the time of death. So what does the father say? Do you think Allah is going to forsake someone at this time of difficulty who every night for the last 40 years completed one khatam of Qur'an? Is Allah going to forsake him now? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as you live, your mort will take place in that condition. So this is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying. In times of ease, remember Allah. In the time of your difficulty, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will be with you. Allah gives tawfiq. 1 minute.